Mali l'shaker, do we say like it's a proof that she's not lying? Because if the lady wanted to lie, why did she have to say she wasn't in the hiding place? She should have said, I was in the hiding place. Like, if she really was tummy, and she wants to lie, so she should have said a better lie. She should have said that I was in the hiding place. Now that she told her she's not in the hiding place, so we see she's not lying. That's a sore from amigo, mali l'shaka, why should we say she's lying? This should be a proof that she's telling the truth, that even though she was not in the hiding place, the goyim did not live with her. By Dilma, maybe not. Lo Yamrinan, maybe we don't say Mali L'shaka. That's the doubt. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So Gemara says, the Maishna, why is this different? Mayuhu Maish, a certain story. To who Garvi, there was a man, Ti'ogal Le'chamra L'chavri. A man rented out his donkey to his friend. And Omala, he told the person like this, Le'tezo B'yurkud in her pocket. I don't want you to take my donkey through this road or down near this river in her pocket. Di'ikamaya, because there's water there. And I know if you go down the road that has water, maybe my donkey will slip, he'll hurt himself. I don't want you to go down that road. Zil b'yorcha dinarish. Go down the other road, dinarish, because over there, to Lekamaya, there I know for sure there's no water there. So that's what the one that's renting out his donkey told this person. Now what happened was, v'ozal iyo b'yorcha dinar pocket. The person that rented the donkey did not listen and went down to the road that he was not supposed to in her pocket. Umis chamra, and the donkey died the attack, the donkey died on that road. So Osla came in the road, came in the back of Rava. Omalei, so the person that borrowed the donkey said like this, in, it's taka true, the urcha de nahar pocket azli, that I went through the road I was not supposed to. He admitted it. He admitted that he went down the road of nahar pocket. Miyu, but I'm telling you, loy hevi mai, there's no water there. Because what would have I been a pshia? You told me not to go down that road because it's very slippery. There's water there. And therefore my donkey may hurt himself and may die. But I'm agreeing, I'm telling you the truth. Like, you don't know where I went. I could have lied and said I went down the other road. I didn't have to say I went down this road. I myself am telling you that I went down this road, but I'm also telling you there was no water there. So do we believe him or not? Is this a mali l'shaka or not? And Omar Rava said, mali l'shaka. Rava says, yes, we believe this person. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said he went down the other road altogether. Why did he have to agree and say he went down the wrong road? So if he wanted a lie, he should have said a better lie. So this is the proof that he's telling the truth. So he tells us he went down the hot pocket, but there was no water. So Mela, when the donkey died, it didn't die because he was a Peshaya. It died Machmes Melacha or by itself. Therefore, I'm not a Peshaya. Therefore, I'm Potter. So Rav holds it is called a good Migu. But the Yomalei Abai answered back and said, no, you should know, Mali L'shaka B'mokim Eidim L'yaminim. B'mokim, where there are Eidim there, we don't believe a Mali L'shaka. Like over here in L'chura, there's like Eidim, Rashi says, T'yanan Sadi D'chol Shosikamaya. Like he went down the road of a river. Now usually, normal, the river has water. It's like Edim, it's like Anan Sadi, we have no doubt to say there's water there. So if you come and tell us you went down that road, the road of the river, but there's no water there, we don't believe you. Even though you have a Mali L'shaker, but it's against Edim, it's like against the Anan Sadi, we don't trust you. So Hurbayos also, we shouldn't believe them. Because Mali L'shaker, like why should we believe her? When she's telling us she was not in the cave, but no goyim live with her, Lukur is like a mali l'shaka b'mokim edim. Like we're always saying, when the goyim, when the army men come into the city, it's like a non sadi that they live with the ladies there. So how could we believe her if she tells us she was not hiding? If she's not hiding, it's like a non sadi. We should say for sure the goyim live with her. So what's Yitzhak to say? There should be a mali l'shaka. There should be a migu. So Mara says no. There's no question here. Hochi hashta. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam vadiyike edim. Tiyikamaya. Over there, when you have the river, the road or the river, that normal, that's like edim, there's water there. It's unheard of that the river should dry up. But hocha vadiyitma. Over here, when the army men come into the city, do we know for sure 100% that they live with the ladies there? Chashashu. It's only a chash from the rabbanin. So you say the shivuya, that we're afraid when the goyim capture a lady, that they live with her, it's only a chash, we're only afraid with the rabbanin. We don't know for sure they do it. Therefore, since it's only a doubt whether the goyim live with her or not, it's only a chash, but mokem chash, there we do say, malin l'shaker, there we do say a swara to believe her, she's telling the truth. Because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She should have said that I was hiding, and if she's hiding, she's believed. Now that she tells us, no, she was not hiding, but the goyim did not touch her, it's a swara to say we should believe her, there is a good malin l'shaker over here. Right. Then it says what? Im yesh edim afilu eved v'afilu shifchin amonim. If there are edim that she was captured, don't forget, if there are edim that the army men did not live with her, that she's tohor, or else an eved, or a shifcha, they are believed. So the Gemara v'afilu shifcha dido, even her own maid that she owns, you want to say if a lady, she has her own maid could be made to say that she did not live with the goyim. The afilu shifcha dido mehemna, we believe her. Or remini avakasha. It says alocha loitesiacha dimai. It says alocha, Rashi Masech de Gittin, hai shchimera, shekosa v'mosa get liyishtoi, al menas shimei sheget them afreya. If a person is very sick, writes a get to his wife, that just in case he dies, he wants to get to yichal from right now when I'm writing it. In other words, that she should not be zokot liyibim. She doesn't want yibim to, he doesn't want yibim to take place. So he gives his wife a get. So Halacha is, Rashi says, the reason is, Latiska l'chalitza, he doesn't want his wife to have to go through chalitza. So therefore, the Halacha is, Latisyachad imoi. He is not allowed to have yichud, be alone with his wife. Shema yovyaleh, maybe you live with her. Ve'evelay get yoshin. And then the get will be absumed with Rabban, it's called an old get. Utanam mesech, mesech, utanam beisilla oisrim, lift or beget yoshin. Beisilla says, you're not allowed to use such a get. The Yezel get Yoshin, what's called an old get? Kol shenis yachad ima miyachah shekosvalo. After you wrote up the get, if you were alone with your wife, that's no good. For the time, what's the reason? Gzeira shem yomru gita koidim levno. We're afraid maybe people will say that she become pregnant because of this, and people think the get was first, and then she became pregnant. So be mighty laws on a child. Therefore, when you go to write a get to your wife, you're not supposed to be with your wife anymore. So it says again, the Gemara says, "Latisiachad imoy." Did not let her be alone with your wife in the room. El api edim. Only if you have edim with you in the room. V'afilu api eved v'api shivcha. Even one eved or one shivcha is enough to have yichud to be alone with your wife if you have a shivcha there. But there the halacha is chutz mishivchasai. We can't trust her shivcha. That's nisa yichud. Mifnei sheliva gas b'shivchasa. Because she feels very hamish, very close to a shivcha, Rashi, but the shamish befunel, we're afraid that maybe she'll have tashma, she'll live with her husband in front of the shivcha. So you see, a shivcha, the gevirta, the master, is not afraid of a shivcha. You shouldn't be allowed to have edus.
Yeah.
Yes, Gortz's theory. Here we see why at her own shivcha we can't trust and not called good edus. On over there we say we could believe, and now over here we're saying we could believe our own shivcha. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papi, the shivuya kilu." It could be by shivuya. There's a new svar to say they're mekel. Henachanami, namal our own shivcha. We're afraid maybe the loy taka. Mashenkin be shivuya kilu. Here it's a shala shivuya. They're mekel by shivuya. So really, her own shivcha. We're afraid, but by shivuya here, where she's captured by the goyim, it's only a chash b'alma, maybe they'll live with her. So if we're here, we'll make her and say, if her own maid tells us that she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her own maid. Rav Papa says like this, ha b'shivcha dido, ha b'shivcha didei. And I find the difference between her own shivcha and her husband's shivcha. Rav Ashi yama, ha, no, it's right there. B'shivcha dido, for the Gemara, lo mehemna. Is it true, Taka, that her own shivcha we don't believe? That's what you want to say now, Nechnami, her own shivcha we don't believe. That's what it says, B'yosta, filo shivcha means the husband's shivcha, but not the wife's shivcha. The wife's shivcha we won't believe. For the Gemara, Ketani, we learned like this, Einodem meyed alatzmai. A person, now Mishnah, can't say this for himself. Mashm, as long as you're not saying on yourself, it's okay. Ha shivcha dido mehemna. Mashma, her own shivcha is also believed to say that her own shivcha saw the way her master, she, didn't live with the goyim. So you see, her maid is Neman, And the Gemara now could be Shivchos on Naimi Katz Madami. When the Mishnah says she is not believed on herself, her own maid is also called like herself. So it could be her maid is also not Neman, Enechanami. But after we say a maid is Neman, it could be the husband's maid, but not the lady's maid herself. Rav Ashi says like this, could be no, both are talking about her own private maid. And the case is like this, I'll tell you, when the Shivcha sees something, true, she's afraid to say anything, so she'll keep quiet, that's all. But she won't say anything. So what does that mean? Over there, what's the case? If a husband gives his wife a get, we don't want her to be alone in the room anymore, because we're afraid maybe they'll live together. So even if she has a Shivcha there, it's no good, because if a Shivcha sees the way the husband and wife are living together, she'll be quiet, she won't tell us. And we're afraid about that, that maybe she won't tell us. So therefore, she's not trusted, you can't have yichud together. But of a hocho, in our case here, what happened? That this lady was captured by the goyim, so she has a shivcha with it. Hocho dishtikusa asrasa. If the shivcha would just stay quiet and not say anything, so she's asa? Because minastam we say, when the goyim with the yonim and come into the city, minastam we say the yonim and live with all the ladies there. The only reason she'll be tor is, if we have somebody saying positively that they saw the way nobody lived with her. So her own shivcha, she'll only lie by being quiet. Here, by being quiet, the master will still be asa, is mehemna. Therefore, we believe the shivcha, that if the shivcha opens up her mouth and says that she was there the whole time, and she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her. For the Gemara, hashtana meyasya meshakra, maybe no. Maybe Tak, it's true that the Shivcha saw the way the Goyim lived with her. Or maybe the Shivcha didn't see altogether. But maybe the Shivcha would lie. The Shivcha would lie for her own nester to say that I saw the way nobody lived with her. And the Gemara, Tati lo Yavda. Hazoivait, no, we're not afraid. That the Shivcha should like not only be quiet, not tell us the truth, but to lie, that much we're not afraid about. Even her own Shivcha won't lie. So therefore, over here, where the Shivcha has to tell us, that what? That she saw the way no goyim lived with her. If it was true that either she didn't see or that the goyim did live with her, she'd be afraid to lie. The Rashi says, Chad lemishtuk v'kakula v'yoy d'maisi v'tishkar. So much she wouldn't do to be quiet like a not to tell us the fact that she really saw the way the goyim did live with her. But instead, you want to say she's going to come and tell us a lie that she saw the way the goyim did not live with her, that much we're not afraid about. So over there, the case before, where the man gave the get to his wife, wrote up a get. We don't want her to be alone, we're afraid they'll live together. It's also to be alone together in the room, even with her own shivcha. Because there, if a shivcha sees, so just be quiet, she won't say anything. And by just being quiet, we say they're mutter. But over here, by being quiet is not enough. Because we know the army men come into the city. The only way she'll be tor is if the shivcha tells us that she was tor. So such a lie, we're not afraid she'll lie, therefore we'll believe her. Kiho de Mori Barisik. In the case of Mori Barisik, the Yamrilon, some say it was Chono Barisik. Also lay Acha Mibechuzoi, that a brother came from Mibechuzoi, and Omale, he said, Plug li benich said Yabba. So there was a case that the father died, and the three sons that were there went to Yashin, make Yerusha, divide up the father's property. Now a fourth son came and said, you should know, I'm also a son. I want to get a chalukah here. Omalei, so the other brother said, Lo yadana l'cho, we don't recognize you. We don't know who you are. We don't think you're our brother. Is os l'kaim of the Rav Chizda, so he came in front of Rav Chizda. Omalei, Rav Chizda said, Shafi kama l'cho. It's true what the brother is saying. It's true the brother could still be a brother. The brothers say we don't recognize you. Just because the pasuk says, Vayakir Yosef es ochiv, v'yein lo kiru. Malam, it comes to teach us, that when Yosef left, his brothers, he didn't have a beard yet. And when he came back, he had a beard. Or when the brothers went down to see Mitzrayim. So the brothers did not recognize Yosef, but Yosef recognized them. So it's possible that his brother is a true, that he's really a brother. The other ones say, we don't recognize you. It could be, because when he left you, he was a young person. And now he has a beard, that's why you don't recognize him. Omalei, so Rav Chizda said, Zil Aisi Sadi Diachvat. So he told his brother, now go and bring Adim, that's your brother. Prove it. Omalei, so the brother said like this, you should know, Isli Sadi, I think I have Adim. Umistafino minei, but the Edom are afraid to say Edis. The Gavra Almuhu, that this other brother that's here, he's a big bully, he's a strong person. And they're afraid that Chreis will beat him up, will knock him off. So my Edom are afraid to come and say that I'm really a brother. So Omalei, so therefore Chizda said, the day of Chizda said back to the other brothers then, Zilai sinu at, to love achucha who? Then you bring Edom that he's not your brother. Chizda went back to the big bully, the big brother, and said, you prove it now that this small one is not your brother. So Omalei, the brother said back, Dina Hochi, is it true what you're saying? Is that halacha? Usually the klal is hamoitzi mechaveru all of araya. Whoever wants to be moitzi mama has to prove it. See that this younger brother, he says he's a brother. He wants to take away from us a portion of our father's yerusha. He should have to bring the raya, not us. Omalei of Chizda answered back like this:
that Hochi dainino lecho ulukuli alma chavrecha. This is the way I pass in for you and anybody that's strong like you. In other words, it's such a locha, you have to bring the proof. So Mori asked the question though, but hashtanami yosei shakri, like what does it help to say that he has to bring the proof? Since he's a strong person, he could have people lie for him. So what's the big deal for him to bring Edim? The Teret says, like we said before, tarti lo yavdi. Two things somebody wouldn't do. Somebody wouldn't come to lie for him. To say something against him, people are afraid, they'll be quiet. They won't say something against him. But to say something positive for him, to lie for him, for that we're not afraid, that people won't do. So nothing more says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim over here. It says like this, Zu Edus, this is an Edus about the Shibuya where a lady was captured by the Goyim, that Ishvi Isha, a man or a lady, Tinek Vitinoikis, a kid or a young girl, Avi or Vima, the father or the mother, Viachi or Viachaiso, your sister, the brother, are all nevman to say that we know the way the other one was captured and the Goyim did not touch her. Avoloi beno bita, but your own son or daughter can't say Edis for the mother. Loi avdo ushif chosai, who are then the own Eved or the own Shivcha of her, of the lady that was captured, her own Eved or Shivcha can't say Edis for her. This is one brisa. V'tan yidach wanted another brisa, that hakel nemonim lahayit, everybody is nevman to say Edis. Chutz only, mehem no ubaila, from she herself, the lady that was captured herself, or else the husband can't say Edis for her. But mashma, her own shivcha, her own eved, is allowed to say Edis, of course, estira. So more so like this, the Rav Papi udravashi tanoihi. According to the way Rav Papi and Rav Ashi answered the estira before, like this now it has to come out for sure, it is a machlokes tanoim. Because before Rav Papi answered that b'shivuya hekilui, then in the case of a shivuya, we are captured by the goyim, it's only nisad rabbanan, like there we do believe her own shivcha. And here one man the other says we don't believe her shivcha. So you see, klotz machlokes tanoim. And Rav Ashi also answered before that even her own shivcha is nemun. And here it says not nemun, zechur it's a machlokes tanoim. Mora says though the Rav Papa milema tanoihi, but according to Rav Papa's terrors, do you also have to say it's a machlokes tanoim here or not? Because her pop also before said that her own shivcha is not nemun. So the Chura here, one man the other says, she is nemun. So is it a machlokes tanoim? The Gemara says, loi, I'll tell you, kitani hi b'masich l'faytumai. That it says over here, we trust her, it's when she's only telling herself a story, masich l'faytumai, not v'teris edus. In other words, v'teris edus taka, we don't trust her. She's not nemun v'teris edus. But Masil Fnei Tumai, then was only telling others like a story, then we even believe the maid herself. The Mor brings a story, Ki ho de chiosi ravdimi omar ravchonen, kar tarkanoi, name of the place, that Mishtoi said over that Maisa bolo fnei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The story happened, it came in front of Yeshua ben Levi. The Amrlo and some say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtoi was telling over the story that Maisa bolo fnei Rabbi, the way the story happened in front of Rabbi, the what happened beyond the mech with one person, Shoye Mesir lefei tumay. He was Stam telling over like in a story manner, not Peteris Edus, Stam telling us over in a story manner, and said like this, that you should know that the Omar Anivi Ime Nishbeni lebeno de Gehovim, me and my mother was both captured by the Goyim. And I watched my mother the whole time, and I know that no goyim touched her. That means yotzasi lishrev maim. I went out to fetch water. Daiti alimi. I was still thinking about my mother. In other words, I always had an eye upon my mother. Lilkoit Eitzim, I went out to collect wood, and also Dayti Alima. My mom is also upon my mother. So notice he's saying, the son that I always watched my mother, so even though before we said, but there say this is not Nemun, but over here was just Mesilcha Feitumai, V'yasi Rebbe Lekun Apiv, and Rebbe believed him to say Eidus upon his mother, that the mother was not did not live with a goy, and she's mutter to get married to a kohen.
Over there is Eidus, to say an Eidus in Beis Din, but you just stopped telling over a story. The Yomer, he said like this, Ani, me, v'imi, my mother, Nishbeini lebein odi kachovim, we were captured by the goyim. Yotzosi lishav mayim, whenever I went down to fetch water, daiti alimi. I was always watching, and my mind was always on my mother. In other words, I always watched my mother. Luka, Deitim, even I had to go down to fetch the wood, Daiti Alimi. In other words, he's saying, Claude, that he saw the way his mother was never attacked by the Goyim. The Goyim never touched her. But you see, Rabbi Lakuna, Piv, and Rabbi believed her. So you see a case that your own daughter or your son could say upon the mother in the case of Mesilcha Feitumai. So it could be there's no Sira, no Papa. That's if your Papa says, your own Shivcha's not Neman, that's what she wants to say, but Teres Eidus. But if she'll come and tell us with the matzav of Mesirah Feitumai, there we'll believe her. So to Mishnah. Omer Reb Zecharia ben Akotzif, Hamoyin Hazir, Rashi means Shivu Yehi, talking about his own wife really. His own wife was captured. So he says about his own wife, Loizoza Yoda Mitech Yodi, her hand never left my hand. Mishor Shenichnus Uwebdi Kechavim Yushalayim, V'yachi Yotsu. That's from the time when the Goyim came into Yushalayim until they left. I was always with my wife, and I always saw the way no goyim touched her. Omrulay the chum said back, "Einode meid alatzmai." No, you can't say this upon yourself. In other words, ishtek gufay. To say upon your own wife, you're also not neman. So you're not neman to say that you saw the way nobody touched your own wife. The Yaki apostle. Verses Tanya would Latoni would like this. The Yafa became even so yached lo bayis the chaterei. As Mustami, he was a kohen. So even though he's saying about his own wife that no goyim ever touched her, he's not neman. And therefore we have to be afraid that maybe she did live with the goyim, and she's also to him. She's also to be, they're also to live together. So Tony would learn like this, V'yafa pikein, so Rashi she'osru olo l'fisha koyin hoya, even though Reb Zecharia was the koyin, and the lochel is now his wife is also to him, V'yafa pikein yached lo bayis mechaseroi, he set a house aside for her in the same courtyard that he lived in. When she went out, she went out of the house first in front of all the children. In other words, that she should never be alone. When she went into that room, she came in at the end of her children. She never be that him and her are alone in the chotzer. So he let her live in the same chotzer, the same courtyard that she did, but he always made sure the children were there also. So they're never alone in the same courtyard, because he's also to live with her. Boy Yabaya, Baya Kleda Shaila, Ma'olasas Begrusha Kain. What about if a person gives his wife a get, is he allowed to live with her in the same chotzer? Hosamu debishivuya kilu. Maybe only here by Yeshivuya their bun will make all, because we don't know 100% to say for sure she's also to you. Like midi raisa mistama, she's still mutter to you. It's only midi rabbana with machmer, therefore they didn't mind that she still lives in the same chotzer. But here, once you gave her a get, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. So male, they don't even want her to live in the same courtyard. Maybe there's no difference. As long as there are other people, you're not alone. You're not alone together. It should be mutter. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. It's the Tanya we learned. How Megara says sister, somebody gives a get to his wife. You're not supposed to live, get married to live in the same shikun, in the same apartment house. You shouldn't live in the same shikun, in the same neighborhood as her. Don't be neighbors with her. Because maybe you come to live together with her again.